former Deputy Prime Minister and now leader of the Liberal Democratic Solidarnost political movement, Boris Nemtsov, is free after spending 15 days in prison. He was among several people arrested at an officially approved demonstration December 31st. That event called for freedom of assembly and is held in central Moscow on the 31st of each month. After his release, Nemtsov gave a joint press conference in central Moscow with fellow liberal, democratic opposition politicians. In a crammed small room packed with journalists, Nemtsov said Russian authorities are becoming more like Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko. He said, "They hate Lukashenko. Dictators generally do not like each other, but at the same time, they are copying his methods. I think what we are witnessing now is the Lukanization of Russia." Belarus turned violent after the presidential elections last December. When opposition politicians took to the streets, they were met with violence from the police and arrested. About 25 remain in detention and are facing up to 15 years imprisonment. Nemtsov said he wanted to see Prime Minister Vladimir Putin stripped of his power and an investigation into his activities. He also urged the West to refuse visas to top Russian officials and their relatives, to encourage more respect for democracy and civil rights. Another Solidarnost leader who was arrested in Moscow on New Year's Eve, Ilya Yashin, said such detainment of opposition politicians could have very grave consequences for Russia. He said the lawlessness of the courts, police and bureaucrats, the harassment of the opposition, the arrests of Kremlin critics, and the unchangeable power, all this is a direct route to civil war. Human rights organization Amnesty International also condemned the arrests and said those detained were prisoners of conscience. Frederica Baer of Amnesty International in Russia told VOA the trial of Boris Nemtsov was unfair because the judge ignored mitigating evidence.
As much as we know information other than police officers who detained Boris Nemtsov and other people, other information which could have shed more light on what actually happened on that evening was not taken into consideration.
Last week, Nemtsov's defense lawyer filed an appeal with the European Court of Human Rights over his arrest and imprisonment. But an expert at the Russian-based Center for Political Technologies, Olga Mefodieva, believes the arrest was a mistake, not a political scheme.
I think that this decision was occasional. It was not planned beforehand. It was just when they began to suppress the demonstration, the authorities decided to arrest him. It's not terms of strategy, it's just occasional decision.
Nefodieva thinks the arrests were a political mistake for the Kremlin because it made the opposition stronger, not weaker. Nemtsov says he is not afraid of the authorities and will continue to attend demonstrations marking the freedom of assembly. Albina Kovalyova for VOA News, Moscow.